I live my choice as I stand for it. Ho ho ho. I live my choice as I stand for it. Am I ready to stand for my choices, all of my choices? I make choices by saying, I am happy, I am filled with joy and peace. I'm sad, I'm filled with unhappiness. I don't like myself, I like myself. What is it that I stand for? What are my choices? What are the things that I speak my word for? What are the things that I call forth in my life? And then I say, yeah, why me, oh God, why me? And I make the choices. Now, why don't I make choices like, I am wealthy. Yes, why me, oh God, because I'm thinking thoughts, I'm healthy. I am making choices and I'm standing for it. I'm wealthy, I'm healthy, I'm happy, I'm hearty. All by my choice. Now, how do I know it's all by my choice? Do you think people don't want to be happy, healthy, wealthy, hearty, and all those good things? Do you think that people don't want that? Do you think that they really don't want that? I believe they do. I believe they do, and I see them doing it. I see them enjoying it. I see them happy in all the things that they want to be, and it is in the now. I live my choice as I stand for it. And as I live my choices, I stand for it. I am filled with that very thing that I am living my choice for. I'm filled with the very thing that I'm standing for. Okay. Someone comes up to you and says to you, I would like to have $1,000. I need $1,000 to pay a bill, and the bill is very important. It has to be done right now. I have to do it. I have to do it. I have to do it. Now, can you help me? And of course, you say, certainly, I can help you. Oh my, certainly. I'm going to take all my attention and stand for paying the $1,000 that you need to pay. So, I don't have $1,000 in my bank account right now. I don't have $1,000 available to me, but I can get a loan. If I want to do that, or if I want to see you with that $1,000 right now, I just say, I see you with that $1,000 right now. Now, I don't know and I don't care how the principal carries out this choice, but I have made a choice and I'm standing for it. And so now I'm going to say something very positive to you, but very meaningful. And if you can accept this and work with this with me, you'll have it. Because even if I gave you $1,000 and you didn't recognize it, or you used it for something other than what you were speaking your word for, you can be sure that you're going to get yourself in trouble. Because your consciousness does not like lying. Your consciousness does not like saying things to yourself that's not true. Your consciousness doesn't stand for that. I live my choice as I stand for it. Okay, so I say, you have the $1,000 now. And you say, but I don't. And I say, would you mind joining me in making my statement rather than going contrary to me? I say, you have the $1,000 right now. Do you know that there are infinite number of ways that $1,000 could appear to you and be in your world? Do you know that? Do you know that you could not begin to put all the possibilities for that money to be yours right now? All you have to do is to make your choice and stand for it and say, I have $1,000. Don't spend it until you have it in the paw of your hand. But at that time, then you spend it. Then you use it. But first, you demonstrate it in your hand. You demonstrate it in your checkbook. You demonstrate it on your credit card. You demonstrate it in your life. You demonstrate it by your thought. I live my choice as I stand for it. Now, I could give you a lot of very interesting ideas of where the money might appear from on your credit card or your checkbook or in your life. An uncle died. You paid too many taxes and they paid you back. Taxes, they paid you back. That's right. Why not? We all pay more taxes than we have to pay, And we all make payments that we don't have to make. And we can have that all returned to us if we want it. Or we can just know whatever is conceivable for you to understand money coming to you, you can have it come in that way. Are you going to be thinking of the process of how it comes? Are you going to think of the technique for accomplishing it? No. You're going to say, I live my choice and I stand for it. I have $1,000. Okay? Do you have $1,000? What do you want to do with it? You want to pay a bill. Okay? So the company says, the bill is paid. Well, how did it get paid? Shut up. Don't get into the principal's way. Don't tell principal how it's to be done. Don't say you have to understand how it is done. Just speak your word and have the principal carry it out in its beautiful way. I live my choice as I stand for it. I stand for my choice. I live in a healthy body. I live in a brilliant world. I live in a peaceful world. I live in a joyful world. I live in a world that's just filled with everything good and beautiful. Now, okay? You're saying these things. You're believing these things, maybe. When you truly believe them, then when the tax collector came along and said to Jesus, you owe these taxes, he sat down and dug in the sand, and he took out a very priceless object and gave it to the tax collector. And the tax collector was befuddled and befounded. But this is how things work. We don't know. When you're living in your spiritual consciousness at its highest and best, you know exactly what to do to bring it forth. Now, we could say that we don't owe things. We can say that these things are not important. We can say that they're things that are not important in our life. But we do say they're important. We say, I live my choice. My choice is I choose to have $1,000, and I stand for it. I stand for it that I have $1,000 right now. Now, to many, that is not very much money. To others who don't have it, that's a great deal of money. And to you and I, where we're talking about principle, it doesn't matter whether it's a large amount or a small amount, we have it. Because we live our choice, and we stand for our choice, and we say, it is done now. When you stand for your choice and say, it is done now, when you stand in the realization that all is in divine order now, when you stand in this realization of knowing that it's done now, when you stand in this realization of realizing that everything you could ever desire is already done and fulfilled right now, everything you could ever desire is already manifest in your life. I live my choice as I stand for it. It's a new experience for many people, but today you can stand for your choice. Today you can stand for who you are and what you are and why you are. You can stand for it today if you wish. And when you stand for it, you'll see that magic and miracles take place. You'll see that all that is wonderful and all that is good is revealing itself in your life. As you stand for your choice, you will find that your choice is fulfilled wonderfully, beautifully, perfectly now. All you have to do is just stand for it. I have $1,000. I have perfect health. It is done. And that's the point. It's done. It's not something to be done. It's not something devoutly to be wished. It is something that is wonderfully, perfectly, magnificently done right now. I live my choice as I stand for it. I live my choice as I stand for it. I live my choice as I stand for it. And all the desires, all the dreams, all the magic of my life is manifest now, and I stand for it wonderfully. And so it is.